Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the only tropical fish podcast that is hosted live on the air. Join the passionate tropical fish keeper, Aqua Alex Cardinelli, for a fun and educational tropical fish episode. This is the Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, where freshwater and saltwater fish and aquariums are discussed. Aqua Alex has over 12 years of fish keeping experience and over 3 years of podcasting experience. He will show you his passion for tropical fish with this episode. You can call in live at 516-418-5674 to chat tropical fish and join the chat. Now, let's chat fish. Here's Aqua Alex live from his fish room next to his 125-gallon aquarium in West Palm Beach, Florida. Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast is now live.
Tropical fish keepers, and welcome to Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. I'm your host, Aqua Alex Cardinelli, and I hope you're doing great. We are on the road to our historic 500th episode. Today's episode is our 494th episode, and our historic 500th episode takes place on Saturday, May 30th, 2020. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm pretty sure my loyal audience is looking forward to our 500th episode as well. I hope you're enjoying the aquarium hobby and your fish are doing well. This week I got a couple of new fish, and they came from Malone's Monsters. I have an unboxing video on my YouTube channel that I highly recommend you check out. Alex's Aquariums on YouTube. You can see me unboxing my silver arowana, my pink-tailed chalcius, tiger shovelnose, and vulture catfish. I'm very happy with my order. All the fish I got from Malone's Monsters are doing great. They're eating and they are healthy. So I definitely highly recommend people to purchase from Malone's Monsters if you're into large predatory fish. He also has things like koi and clown loaches for other fish keepers as well. So thank you, Malone's Monsters, for the wonderful fish. Check out my unboxing video on my YouTube channel, Alex's Aquariums. I have a very special episode for you today. I think you're going to enjoy it. A lot of you have asked for me to talk about this topic. So hopefully, if you ask for this topic, you are listening to this episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. I am a big fan of South American tropical fish species. Many of the fish I keep come from South America and the Amazon. Arowanas, silver dollars, tiger shovelnose catfish, Oscars, chocolate cichlids, many varieties of cichlids, tetras, etc., are just some examples of some of the awesome species that come from the Amazon. Now, I have been recently researching the Amazon River and South America and how it affects the aquarium hobby. I found a very important and interesting project called Project Piaba. And a lot of listeners told me about Project Piaba, and that inspired me to research Project Piaba, and I learned a lot about it. So I look forward to talking about Project Piaba on this episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Deep in the heart of South America's Amazon Basin, in one of the most pristine and biodiverse areas on Earth, the Rio Negro stretches nearly 2,300 kilometers before joining the Amazon itself near the Brazilian city of Manaus. The world's largest blackwater river, its unique tea-colored water is home to nearly 800 species of freshwater fish, many of which are found nowhere else on Earth. One of these fish, the cardinal tetra, gained worldwide attention after its discovery in the 1950s. With its vibrant blue and red coloration and peaceful schooling behavior, it immediately attracted the attention of the growing aquarium hobby. Over time, an entire industry grew up in the region based on collecting, transporting, and exporting these and other tropical fish species to supply home aquariums, mainly in the United States and Europe. Find out how the cardinal tetra and other fish help launch Project Piaba, and find out how buying a fish can help save a tree in the Amazon and Rio Negro. I will discuss everything you need to know about Project Piaba. What species of fish does Project Piaba deal with? All of that and more to be discussed on this special episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Information from today's show is taken from projectpiaba.com, so I figured I'd let you know that before we get started. All right, so let's dive right into it and learn about Project Piaba. Over time, this trade grew to have a major impact along the Rio Negro, especially in the municipality of Barclos, a few days by boat upriver from Manaus. This small town became a major transportation hub for tropical fish collected in the numerous riverside villages throughout the city, which is roughly the size of the state of New York, before they were sent to Manaus for export. In this rural, largely undeveloped region, tropical fish collecting and trade was a major source of employment, with estimates that up to 60% of the cash incomes in Barcelos were derived from this trade. For 25 years, Project Piaba has been at the forefront of research into this unique fishery and its impacts. In 1989, the first major study of the region was initiated by University of Amazonas and the National Institute of Amazon Research in Manaus. The results of this study demonstrated not only the enormous importance of the home aquarium fish trade to the region, but also indicated that it was largely sustainable, much to the surprise of the scientists involved, and this work was first published in 1992 by Dr. Chow. Subsequent research confirmed this and continued to expand our understanding of this artisanal fishery, even suggesting that fish collection and the livelihoods it supported were responsible for the preservation of forest and river habitat. And so in 1991, Project Piaba was officially founded by Dr. Ning Chow, then a professor at University of Amazonas, to continue to research this fascinating, environmentally beneficial fishery. In 1995, Project Piaba became an official nonprofit with incorporation as Bio Amazonia Conservation International, a 501c3 nonprofit founded by Dr. Chow and Scott Dowd with a nonprofit business name of Project Piaba. Since its inception, the project has continued to sponsor and collaborate on research, making the Rio Negro home aquarium fish trade one of the most well-studied fisheries of its kind. Unfortunately, in the years since the project was founded, the Rio Negro's home aquarium fishery has come under pressure from many outside factors, and today it's nearing collapse. These market forces have the potential to decimate the fishery if we were not to work on studying and fostering the fishery. These market forces include and are not limited to perceptions of wild-collected aquarium fish in general, fishery infrastructure changes, and seasonal availability due to natural flood and drought seasons, pressure from Brazil's endemic species, which are being farm-raised outside of Brazil, animal rights groups and legislation pressures, and the story of the Rio Negro fishery is a complex story to tell. Should this fishery disappear, it is likely many of the positive impacts it has had on the region, including the protection of critically important habitat, will be lost. Locals who rely on sustainable fishing to support their families will be forced to find other means of subsistence, which will mean an increase in slash and burn, agricultural, illegal logging, and urban migration. With the goal of alleviating this preventable collapse and preserve the fishery, along with the social, economic, and environmental benefits it provides, current executive director Scott Dowd brought together a group of stakeholders in 2012 to broaden Project Piaba's scope beyond research. Today, with our partners in the zoo and public aquarium industry, the global home aquarium fish trade, and with researchers and conservationists worldwide, we are working to help ensure that this fishery has a viable future. Now we're going to talk about the mission and objectives from Project Piaba. Mission. The mission of Project Piaba is to increase the environmental, animal welfare, and social sustainability of the Amazonian aquarium fish trade, to develop and incorporate metrics through which this process can be assessed, and to provide mechanisms to promote this industry. Objectives. To collect baseline data on the ecosystem, social, economic, and diversity of fishes, and to analyze the impact of the aquarium fish trade on social and natural environments. To develop best handling practices for the care of captured fishes destined for international markets. The best handling practices protocols will be designed to minimize stress and trauma at capture, at inter-military stages, and pre-export conditioning will be conducted, primarily through improved fish nutrition and acclimation to water conditions commonly found in the international trade. Best handling practices are seen as one of the key points to being most competitive in the world market. Fishes that have been carefully handled, fed highly nutritious foods, and acclimated for proper water chemical parameters will have a high value and market demand and maximize social, economic, and environmental benefits. To develop a marketing strategy for community-sourced fish, where consumers will have the capacity via a tracking system to get information online about the history of their individual fish, including a photo and bio of the fisher that caught their fish, Google Earth links to the spot where the fish was captured, other environmental information about where the fish was caught. In the interview with the fisher, they will be asked what they would do for a living if they couldn't sell fish. Frequent responses are timber harvest, cattle ranching, gold mining, and urban migration. To provide environmental education and social cultural history to local children, fishers, distributors, and public, and to promote career development in aquarium science and conservation to create community-based fishery management strategies, which would include managed harvest levels, stock enhancement of fishes and turtles, and the development of aquaculture of native species. To assist in the revision of policies by regulatory agencies in order to protect vulnerable species and enhance the economic viability of the region. To encourage local entrepreneurship, ecotourism, the production of local crafts, and the commercialism of other sustainable natural resources. Those are the mission and objectives of Project Piaba. Now I'm going to talk to you about the impact from Project Piaba. So, the impact. 40,000 people are impacted in the riverine communities in the city of Barcelos, Amazon State, Brazil, where the home aquarium fishery is the principal subsistence activity, but it's declining and needs to be recovered for livelihoods and to continue to save the forest. 60% is estimated in the income revenues in the city are generated with the trade-in home aquarium fish. Approximately 80% of the from the artisanal fishery is from a single species, the cardinal tetra, exported from the Rio Negro Basin. That's right, 60% of the revenue is from the cardinal tetra. 245 fish species are on Brazil's export list and have been observed by scientists in the Rio Negro. 100 of fisher folk families called Paibaros and Paibaras fish along the Rio Negro, capturing shy, small fish quietly and gently by hand. Families who live in thatched roof houses built on slits above the rising and falling river scoop the fish from the water with handheld nets, then transfer them with hollow out guards to baskets. Unwanted fish are released instantly where they are caught. 25 years, Project Piaba scientists have been researching the ornamental fishery on the Rio Negro in Brazil. Early on, it was discovered that the ornamental fishery was not only sustainable, but it was the principal driver for creating value for the environment. First, the wild-caught fish of the Rio Negro are the first live animals to gain geographic indication certification, like Champagne is to France. This provides a mechanism for identifying fish from the beneficial wild-caught fishery in the Rio Negro, which provides both economic and environmental benefits. 46,000 square miles of preserved forest in the Project Piaba study area. This is approximately the size of the state of Pennsylvania in the United States, or three times the area of the Netherlands. It is also half the size of the United Kingdom. 90%. About 90% of all ornamental fishes are from farm sources, and these are often not based in the countries of origin. Thus, the benefits of biodiversity often occur away from poor communities. Only wild-caught fish from the Rio Negro fishery area support the fishery and protect the forest, which is why the fisher folk are organizing with geographic indication certification. 20 to 40 million fish are bound for exporters in Brazil, supplying home aquaria around the world. Every year when the dry season comes and the water level drops, billions of ornamental fish lie doomed in drying puddles. Many species compensate by producing extravagant numbers of offspring, with each female laying hundreds, if not thousands, of eggs. And that is the impact of Project Piaba. Programs from Project Piaba. Our programs aim to analyze and foster the Barcoast home aquarium fishery and world market, identify trade barriers, form and engage strategic solutions to preserve and enhance the benefits of the fishery. Market-based conservation programs strengthen critical market pathways by connecting fisheries with intermediaries and international commercial stakeholders. Partner with commercial stakeholders to develop and implement marketing plan to make socially and environmentally beneficial aquarium fish most competitive. Develop traceable capacities to link consumers with the outcomes of their purchasing decisions. Photos and interviews with the individual fishers that caught their particular fish. Google Earth flyover maps to the region where the fish were collected from. Alternate livelihoods that fishers would be forced to shift to if the fishery were to collapse. Community development and capacity building. Establish best handling practices, protocols for fishery folk to maximize animal welfare and trade value of fishes. Create training curriculum, educational materials, and workshops for fishers, intermediates, and fish exporters. Work with existing fisher folk organizations and community groups on information exchange and efforts to alleviate poverty through a strong fish trade with benefits for local communities. Expeditions. Join a trip of a lifetime. Guys, this is really important. If you're wanting to go to the Amazon and see Project Piaba, they're holding an expedition from January 16th to January 30th, 2021. It's expedition to the fishery in the Brazilian Amazon. The trip includes 2 weeks on a well-appointed live aboard boat. Participants will share a room with one another person. Rooms are air-conditioned and include comfortable bunk beds, linens, private in-room bathrooms with towel and shower, and electric outlets. Visits to biological hotspots in small boats, opportunities to view fish in their wild habitat when you snorkel. Visits and opportunities to meet with home aquarium fishing communities, participation in the Aquarium Fish Festival of Barcelos, visits to home aquarium fish export faculties, delicious meals prepared by experienced cooks, mineral water, juices, and coffee and tea. Create lasting memories and join us. Contact Scott Dowd or Deb Joyce for more information and to reserve your spot for the next expedition. Scott, sdoyd@projectpiaba.org or Deb, djoyce@projectpiaba.org. And our final topic today, which species are found where Project Piaba is located? There are 245 species of fish which are on the Brazil export list and which scientists have identified from the Rio Negro area in Brazil. Here are just a few examples of the species available. Buy a fish, save a tree. Project Piaba was established to foster an environmentally and socially beneficial home aquarium fish trade. The project grew out of a long-term research program that monitored the cardinal tetra, a popular fish for home aquariums and other aquarium fish in the Brazilian Amazon. When communities thrive selling fish for the aquarium trade, local people protect the resource that sustains them. Project Piaba fosters the sustainable trade in wild-caught home aquarium fish, encouraging people to safeguard both rivers and forests and all the creatures they harbor. Now, here are some of the species that are found in Brazil where Project Piaba is. Epistogramma agassizii, and I give a shout-out to my friend Jeremy Stellhorn. He's a big fan of Epistogrammas, so there's your shout-out, Jeremy. I like Epistogrammas as well. I might have to do a tank of them in the future. Corydoras davidsonii, banjo catfish, black Murpho tetra, marbled hatchet fish. The marbled hatchet fish is one of Project Piaba's feature fishes. Dwarf checkerboard cichlid, three-lined pencil fish, sailfin tetra, threadfin acara, also known as the threadfin geophagus, that's the Hecali geophagus, intermediate woodcat, Santaperca damien, the damien geophagus, green darter cherisin, and discus. Again, the species found besides cardinal tetras in Project Piaba, Epistogrammas, Corydoras davidsonii, banjo catfish, black Murpho tetra, marble hatchetfish, dwarf checkerboard cichlid, three-lined pencil fish, sailfin tetra, Achille geophagus, intermediate woodcat, Santaperca damien, green darter cherisin, and discus. All right, that's our information on Project Piaba. I hope you guys were able to learn about Project Piaba despite my bad reading. Anyways, all the information that I gave you was from projectpiaba.com. We're going to take a short commercial break, and when I come back, we're going to recap today's episode. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Saturday, May 30th, 2020 will be very historic for Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast and Aqua Alex. It will be the 500th episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. It all started in 2013 with Aquatic Wetline when Aqua Alex took his love and passion of tropical fish and introduced a tropical fish podcast that has lasted over 6 years, featuring many special guests in over 490 episodes. Now, on May 30th, 2020, Aqua Alex will proudly host the 500th episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. It will be a night of tropical fish spectacles, featuring five special guests, four of which will be wonderful fish keepers, and the fifth and final guest will be an up-and-coming author. There will be tropical fish profiles and much more. A special start time of 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. This is a can't-miss episode. So join us May 30th at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific for our 500th episode. Confirmed guest, Matt Sibidu, who will be chatting about hermit crabs. For the first time ever, hermit crabs will be discussed on an Aqua Alex podcast. Founder of Little East Aquarium Club, Jeremy Stellhorn, will be on the show. Nature artist and tropical fish expert Sam Garcia Jr., a.k.a. Sam Scales, will be on the show. One special fish keeper will be announced at a later date as the fifth and final special guest. Author of the murder mystery, The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter, Paul Aramani, will discuss his book and announce the winner of The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter book giveaway. The winners of the 500th episode prize giveaway will win a hardcover copy of The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter and a $50 liveaquaria.com gift certificate will be announced live on air on the 500th episode. More details to come as we draw near. Like our Facebook page, The Aquarium Network, for more information. See ya on the 500th episode, May 30th, 2020, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast 500th episode prize giveaway. Winner receives $50 liveaquaria.com gift certificate. I, Aqua Alex Cardinelli, am proud to announce my first prize giveaway in years. All fish keepers are welcome to enter. If you have been supporting Aqua Alex, Aquatic Wetline, and Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast over the last 6.5 years, this is your chance to be rewarded. I am excited to present tropical fish keepers and the listeners of my fish podcast with the chance to get new tropical fish or fish supplies from Live Aquaria. This is a great way for you to celebrate the 500th episode with us. Here's how to enter the Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast 500th episode prize giveaway. Leave a review on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, either on our Facebook page, The Aquarium Network, or on any of our podcast platforms. Just search on Google, Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Send me up to 3 photos of your favorite fish. Your fish could be used in episodes and or a new logo. Pictures must be owned by you. Email the pictures to alexgoyankeescardinelli19@gmail.com or message me on Facebook, Alex Cardinelli, or the Aquarium Network with them. Also include your name and your email so I can send you the gift certificate in case you win. You must do both steps to be entered. Winner will be announced live on the 500th episode. Entries start today, April 5th, 2020, and end May 13th, 2020. The deadline for entries is May 13th, so submit now. Winner will be chosen by online name generator in order to be fair. Good luck, fish keepers, and I hope to see some gorgeous fish pics and awesome reviews.
Hey guys, my name is Tyler Mooney and I am a social media influencer and a current author. Not only do I make fun YouTube content, but I also just published a book called The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter. It is a mystery book where it's about a young man who moves from his home country to the United States and to get assimilated to the hearing world, but unluckily he encounters an interpreter and he grew later to like, but then is later found missing and goes dead under mystery circumstances. Check out the book in store.bookbaby.com and search up The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter. Or you can go on Google and search up The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter and you can find a link there where you can find the hard copy version. Also, check out my YouTube channel in the link of my bio in @Paul_Mooney, which is called Paul Mooney Vlogs. Thanks, and I hope to see you guys along this journey with me.
Would you like your very own hardcover copy of The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter by Paul Aramani? Well, enter The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter 500th episode giveaway contest now to win your very own hardcover copy. My good friend and author of this book, Paul Aramani, is giving away one free hardcover copy book signed by himself, the author, and he's going to announce the winner live on the 500th episode. To enter the book giveaway, please email me, alexgoyankeescardelli19@gmail.com, with your name and address, so in case you win, we can send the book your way. That's all you have to do. Also, make sure to subscribe to Paul Aramani Vlogs on YouTube and follow Paul Aramani on Instagram. About the Truth of the Unknown Interpreter. The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter is an intriguing fictional story with some elements of a real-life experience. A young man who is hard of hearing moves from his home country to live in a state in the United States. He wishes to get assimilated to the hearing world, but needs an interpreter to enable him to communicate efficiently to others and understand what is being taught in class. His first experience with interpreters was not good, but when he moved to the United States, he met a nice interpreter who he grew to like. Unluckily, this interpreter goes missing and is later found dead under mysterious circumstances. The young man gets another interpreter who turns out to be his worst nightmare. It turns out that this interpreter is involved in an evil cult which offers human beings for sacrifices. A very good book, if I must say so. I read it and enjoyed it. So if you want a hardcover copy signed by the author himself, email me, alexgoyankeescardinelli19@gmail.com, with your name and address and why you want the book, and you can win a copy of this awesome murder mystery book. Paul Aramani will be live on the 500th episode to announce the winner. Good luck, everybody.
Those are all of our commercials for our historic 500th episode that will be airing Saturday, May 30th, 2020. Special start time at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. I'm getting ready to wrap up our show, but I see that there's a caller in the studio, so I'm going to go ahead and take this caller. Hi, you're live on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Thank you so much for calling in.
Hello, Alex?
Yes.
Alex, it's Carol. We talked before.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. I don't put out on the air anything. I wanted to talk to you about those black market brown cichlids. I'm going to need twice as many. Turns out, I'm going to give you twice as many of those. I got to unload all of these. They're really hot.
What are they?
They're black market brown cichlids. Very illegal. And it's going to be the same terms as we discussed earlier.
Oh, well. I have no idea what she was talking about. All right. I want to thank everybody for tuning into this episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. For all my loyal listeners and the wonderful tropical fish keeping audience that listen to the show, I want to thank you for asking for this particular topic. I hope you enjoyed the show and I hope you learned a lot. I'll see you on the next episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, which will probably be on Tuesday. Have a great weekend. Happy Easter, everybody. Hope everybody has a wonderful Easter, and I hope you get what you want for Easter. I may or may not do a short show for Easter. I'll have to think about it and see what I have planned. But I hope you guys have a great rest of your day and a happy Easter. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Good night, everybody.